You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. So all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth from relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
I'm starting out by saying, write this down. I hadn't said that in a while, at least 2 months. Well, 2 months or at least 1 month. Or last week, probably said it last week. All right, let me say it first, then you decide how you want to write it down. The reason why we have trouble, you don't have to write at this part. The reason why we have a challenge trusting God is because we know what we're going to do. But we just don't know how He's going to do it. See, we want to know everything, but you don't need faith for that. So the reason why we have trouble trusting God is because we know how we're going to do it. We're going to borrow. Still, no, see, y'all got to repent. Whatever we got to do, we're going to do it because we know ourselves, or we think we know ourselves. But see, we just don't know how He's going to do it. Any of y'all ever complained about how He did it? Okay, I got two people over here. I got one person over there. I got one piece per two, okay. So give me a mic over here first. So give me a mic over there and a mic over here. What did y'all complain about when He did it? I got somebody over here. Porter, what you got?
Maybe He did what you asked Him to do, but not in the way you thought He was going to do it.
Okay.
So you get upset.
Okay.
Because it didn't fit how you pictured it.
Okay. I. But He answered it.
Yeah.
But He just didn't do it the way we thought it should be done. Yes, ma'am.
He didn't do it in the time that I...
Ooh! Who complained about the time? How many of us complained about the time? Everybody hand in here. Complained about... What was wrong with the time? It took too long, or... You did it on Monday and He did it on Tuesday?
It took too long, but it was right on time.
It was right on time. Uh-oh. Okay. I got a hand back there? What
is that? I probably didn't like how God did it because of who He used to do it.
Ooh! What, did He use your enemy to do it? Or just somebody you didn't like?
Probably somebody I didn't like. Somebody who didn't like me, and I had to put my pride aside and be like, okay, thank you.
Okay. She got the blessing, but the wrong person gave it to her. So how is that relationship with that person now? You still mad at them?
We're good, Pastor.
We good.
So let me see. Let me just retrace. So God used somebody that you didn't like, and now you like him. But you still got the blessing. Okay, Will, what you got?
He did some of it, but then I asked, well, why didn't he do just this?
Okay. And what happened, Will?
I got a little bit not frustrated, but frustrated.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, well, thanks for doing this, but we also need this, and this. but eventually it does. So piggybacking off the woman that said about the timely thing, eventually he does it, but okay. Then I get impatient because he does something, and then, you know, he does this Monday, all right, great. And then, you know, 3 weeks later, he does the second thing.
Okay.
But it's a combination of the both of those things.
Okay. All right. Amen? All right, so what I want to talk about is, who is it? Okay, all right, that's the saint. I'm not saying. Y'all ought to be thankful that y'all God answered that prayer for you. So who has your permission slip? We've been talking about that for the last few weeks. Who has your permission slip? And a blessing to you guys in the skies was we had some technical challenges on Thursday at happy hour, so I'm gonna make sure you get it. So we're gonna go back and redo some things and so forth so that you can make sure that you got it, because this is extremely important. This scripture, well, this title is basically from Matthew chapter 18, verse 18, where it says that whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in the heavens, and whatever you permit on earth is permitted in the heavens. So that's where this is coming from, okay? So have we given ourselves permission to enter into self-care? That's a real question. How many of us just run into the point where you're exhausted? Raise your hand if that's you. Okay, I see two people in the audience. The whole sound booth right there got their hand raised. I see you over there on this side. So it's a self-care. Self-care. So that means we got to take care of ourselves. We got to know when to say stop. We got to know when to say no. Y'all practice that word. When I asked y'all to practice that a few weeks ago, it was so powerful that everybody was saying no. I mean, it's like, you know, you had the drive-thru and the lady says $5. You say no. I mean, it's like you went overboard with the no. So I just want to reel you back in. So y'all ready to say no? Yeah. On the count of two. One, two, no.
No.
So today, you're going to use that on something that you know you need care for. Amen? See, can you give me? All right, so check this out, because that is a buzzword. Right now, self-care is a buzzword. It's hot, it's all over the places. And so I just want to see whether it's self-care in the Bible. Is self-care in the Bible? Because my Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. Okay, nothing new. We think it's new. I mean, that's just like jazz, you know. It's like these clothes are coming back that we used to wear, you know. But they don't want to give us credit, right, Curly?
No.
That they came up with. See, y'all get real quiet on it. Just me and Curly backing each other. Yeah. Y'all think y'all came out with tight jeans. No, y'all didn't. They just changed the name to skinny jeans. We called ours tight. But I'm gonna stop nailing them. Y'all want me to talk about self-care. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 through 20, it says, I want y'all to listen to this. Don't you realize that your body touch yourself. Keep it up high. Okay? All right. Because see, some people take it and try to distort the word. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Now we're talking about part of the deity. That's where he dwells in our bodies. Your body is temple. How important do you think that is? If we just looked at your body as the church. The physical building, the temple. That's important enough. But then to say, I'm going to live on the inside of you. Okay, let me keep going. Who lives in you and was given you by God. So now that's the same God that we don't like how long it takes for him to do stuff. That God. So he says that it was given to us. So each one of us got the Holy Spirit that's living on the inside of us. You do not belong to yourself. Do y'all understand what that means? So I can't do anything I want to do with my body. You can, but there's going to be a penalty to pay. You do not belong to yourself. So who do you belong to then? For God bought you with a cheap price. So you think about the highest price you paid for anything. His price is higher than he paid for us. Can't you? Don't think about that. You bought a house for $400,000. You bought a house for $1 million. He paid higher than that. So he looked at each one of us and he bought us for the same price. So that way we can boast or brag about the fact that I cost more than her. Because y'all know we would do it, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
What's the red shoes on the bottom?
Louis Vuitton.
So, you know, like Louis said, okay, everybody's shoes expensive. You don't know how much this will cost. But if I find a way to mark my shoe, then people will know, oh, that's Louis Vuitton. But he marked us by paying the ultimate price for us. What God, you know, died for you. You know, because there's a lot of religions out here. But this one died for us. He paid the highest price. So you must, let's read that last part again. So you must honor God with your body. So what does honor mean? Respect? Revere? What else? Take care of? Honor God with your body. So how do we honor God with a body? Do we eat right? Okay, two people said yeah. Do you wash your body? Uh-oh.
Do you clean that tip up? Do you clean? I just want to know. Do you clean it up? Man, I'm talking to you. Do we shave it? I mean, just because you got a beard, can you make the beard nice and trim? Ladies, do you take care of your hair? Do you wash it? Do you exercise? I got a lot of yes going on in here. Y'all telling the truth? But honor God with your body. Do you minister with it? Do you minister with it? Do you get people saved with it? Boy, I spit on somebody. Do you get people saved with it? Do you? If you called into ministry, do you answer the call? Because remember, your body is not your own. So how do you honor God with your body? Do you minister to the unsaved? Do you feed the hungry? What do you do with the body? How do you honor God with your body? Do you dress appropriate? Uh-oh. Or you showing more than you need to show? When you walk by a crowd, do everybody just stop? I'm talking to men, Y'all know what I'm talking about. I wasn't always in church. No, some people in church still looking. Okay. Corey, they told me they want me to go on, brother. They told big money, they told me to go on. All right, so let's take a look. What is self-care? Now, anywhere in these descriptions where you see spiritual, I put it in. Because you don't forget about my father. So it says, being mindful of our own limits and needs to ensure our own physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental well-being. To be mindful of our own limits. What was Simone Biles? The Olympic star that they knew was going to take gold because she was setting the precedence for how high you could jump, how high you could flip, the routines that she created. I was told by a special person in the audience that they as she was going through this process, not at the Olympics, but she ran into situations because they didn't know how to score it because it had never been done. So you know she got a lot of endorsements and things of that nature, but she had to recognize her limits. When she got there, her body had been trained, and what it learned was because you always set a record when you jump, I don't know how far you want to jump, so instead of you doing it, I'll take over. Anybody ever had their mind do that to you? I ain't talking about jumping. I'm talking about other stuff. Y'all know what I'm saying? You blame it on your mind. Because you can train yourself to the point where it does its own thing. You know, like waking up for church on Sunday. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Spirit man said on the inside, you need to go to church. So what have you done physically to your body? That's a real question. What have you done physically to your body? Because it says we have to be mindful. That means we need to think about it. What are we doing with our body? If you don't like how I look, what do you want to do? Change it. What are you doing to your emotions? How are you mindful of your emotions? When you get angry, do you know it? How many of y'all know when you're angry? All right. So how y'all know? That's the question. Like me, my ears get hot. My ears get hot. So y'all see me got red ears there. Don't talk to me. Just back up. So how do you know when you are feeling emotions? Because there's over 300 emotions a person can have. How do you know what emotion you're feeling? I got one right here. You got one over here? Yes, sir.
Okay, so I know I'm really angry when I say something out loud without meaning to.
Okay, all right. You try to suppress it and just sneak out. Okay, all right.
So I typically just kind of shut down.
Uh-huh.
But then my body gets hot.
Okay, your body gets hot. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. I see somebody over here. Rebecca, go ahead.
I get really mad. I get really, really quiet.
Really
and
quiet.
And I'm not a quiet person.
Okay.
So I know I've hit a limit when I'm just silent.
Okay. And how long does that normally last? Or it depends on how mad you are?
Depends on how mad I am. So it can go from like an hour to a few days.
Okay. All right. How many of y'all been mad for a few days? Yeah. Everybody already raised their hand. Yes, sir. Will?
So when I get mad, my lips go away. They just become like in my mouth,
uh-huh.
and then my eyebrows go up, and
okay.
I have like everybody knows probably what the look is.
Okay.
I have that intense look on my face, and they're like, "We don't want to mess with Will, right?"
Okay, all right, step away. So write this down for those who suppress their emotions. There's no such thing as an unexpressed emotion. Yeah, y'all ought to be quoted by now. It goes somewhere and it does something. So is that headache really a headache? Is that neck ache really a neck ache? That back, that leg, that knee, that emotion went somewhere. I see you. That emotion went somewhere and is doing something. So if you came to me and I'm looking at the form you filled out, I'm going to look at it and see, okay, all right, okay, so back. So the first thing I'm going to ask is, so what are you carrying that does not belong to you? I got a question in the back or a statement?
No, I had a comment from someone online. They say they know they're angry when they say things they don't want to say.
Okay, all right, okay. So there is no such thing as emotion. It's going to take time. Because first what happens to our emotions is if we stuff it, first it's going to go outward. That's going to be the migraines, the headaches, the backaches. So when you come, I always ask you, how long have you had this symptom? If they say over 6 months, then I know that now it's gone internal. So it's starting to mess with high blood pressure. It's starting to mess with internal stuff, you know, like bathrooms. Y'all understand what I'm talking about? Because stuff is being held up because you are in unforgiveness or someone has done something. So just keep an eye on your emotional well-being. You know, it's okay to say no. It's okay to leave a situation when it gets out of hand. See. The Bible says, can I talk about the Bible for a second? This is what the Bible calls wise, says a wise man sees danger and hides himself. Now, this is Paul's translation, but a fool going to stay there and argue with you. Okay? Because, I mean, look at the opposite of it. If a wise man leaves when he sees danger, then that means a fool going to hang around. How many? No, I'm not going to ask. But there's a lot of fools out here that didn't win the argument because they're in the grave. But there's a lot of wise men that still wise, they still living. So it's okay to excuse yourself. Because, you know, stop looking at yourself like a punk. I said it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, because when you're wise enough to leave or wise enough to shut up, but you got this time, just your time limit. I'm talking about the Bible again. It says that you're supposed to forgive within 24 hours. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. So if you choose to walk away from something and you don't bring it back up within 24 hours, you need to let it go. Because where is it going? It's going somewhere and it's going to do something. So that's, now what about your spiritual well-being? Because it said being mindful of our limits and our needs. So we know we need spiritual to take care of ourselves spiritually. Watch what you look at. Uh-oh, this is going to be big. Watch who you talk to. If every time you talk to somebody, you want to cuss after you get off the phone or while you're on the phone, is that being mindful? I mean, why do we keep expecting something different from someone who's proven themselves? You talk to them, it's going to be a controversy. Something's going to be controversial. You say white, they're going to say black. I mean, they're going to pick the total opposite. What are we doing spiritually? I mean, do we read the word or at least listen to the word on Sunday? Can we do it during the week? Is it okay? Because how many days in a week? Seven, okay? So what are we doing? And that's a real question. What are we doing to take care of ourselves spiritually? Yes, ma'am. Mic coming your way. What are we doing to take care of ourselves spiritually?
Regular praise and worship
daily. Regular praise and worship daily, okay? If we could change the way we saw spirituality, would we enjoy it more? Because how many of you guys have heard somebody say, I'm excited, I read the word today? Huh? No? Oh, she said only a pastor. But what if we change the mindset? People get mad when they say, well, you know, I don't read the word, so forth and so on. I say, well, can you read a verse a day? Don't send me no letter saying pastor told him to read a verse a day. Well, you got to start somewhere. But can you just do one thing? Can you do it? You see, we don't have any trouble doing what we enjoy doing. So that means that we put a label on the word or spirituality because who told us that you got to read 5 chapters a day? Who put the pressure on us? But anything that we enjoy doing, so if one verse a day is something you can enjoy doing, start out one verse a day. But this is what I know about human behavior, is when we like to win. So after we read one verse a day, what are we going to do? Hey, man. Nah. But just don't tell nobody. Because you know if they read a chapter a day, what are they going to take to your verse a day? That's it? You think God going to bless you? Let me tell you something about God. God's love is unconditional. The only reason we need to read the word is so we can find out about him and how to live in victory. He's not going to love you more because you read the word. The word is for you. Church, he said, forsake not the assembly together as the manner of some are. So when we come to church, it's for us. He already God. He already good. He has nothing to prove. What about your mental well-being? Uh-oh. That mental part, man, that thing's something. See, the mental part is nobody knows. See, if you're acting emotional or physical, you can see what's going on with you. But when you go mental, you go inside. See, the depression came out. Now it's popular. But before, nobody would talk about it. And we would look at people and be surprised to hear that they said that they were depressed. What's the swimming guy that really brought it out? Michael Phelps. People looking at him like, great, what? He depressed, but he got all those medals. That was a physical accomplishment. But what about him? Corey, I know you're a basketball player. What's the guy that came out and shared with his team that he was depressed and dealt with anxiety? Between him and Ed, y'all probably knew.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Kevin Love. I'm sorry. Yes, sir. Kevin Love. Now, how tall is Kevin Love, roughly? 6'10". A star. But he told his teams, he got into anxiety, and it started to mess with him. Remember what I said earlier about Simone? How the mind can do what it want to do once you train it to a certain place? So he knows that he's standing right here, he's going to make that shot. But somehow, the emotions start and the mind started to do his own thing. And it couldn't be hidden anymore. But see, he didn't say earlier because he didn't know how his team was going to respond. You can't say now because you don't know how your team is going to respond. Can you share with somebody what you're dealing with and they're going to quote 5 scriptures at you? Am I lying on anybody? Anybody ever try to be real with people at church? Raise your hand if you try to be real with people at church. Well, child, you know depression is not in the Bible. Yeah, you go over there and start looking. That's your assignment. Find one scripture. See, just one. Just one. On depression. Is depression in the Bible? It's in there. It's in there. What's that dude that they grabbed him and he was minding his own business and his brothers threw him in the pit? Joseph. See, now Joseph, I mean, people kept on promising Joseph stuff. I mean, the dude did everything right. He did everything as unto the Lord. I mean, anytime a man run from the king's wife, I mean, come on, man. That's honor right there. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, he did everything he was supposed to do. But the brothers, I mean, just because he got a nice coat. Come on, man. People get mad at you because you wear something nice or drive something nice or live in something nice. Am I lying on anybody? But the dude, you're going to tell me you get locked up for all these years and you thinking you, I mean, just because the word didn't say how upset he got. Read in between the lines. I got a question or a statement. Might come your way. I'm telling you, man, it's like, think about that thing. Then he had a dream, interpreted a dream, and the guy said, look, I'm going to make sure I tell the king about you. Then a couple more years. Come on. Y'all ain't think he never questioned God or wondered what was going on? Yes, ma'am.
His father was depressed as well.
His father was depressed? Okay. Yeah. But see, I'm going to tell you how well this guy dealt with his emotions and his spiritual and mental well-being. Now, he's the head. He's second to none. And his family comes before him. Now, how many of us, I'm just talking about us now, because I know we special. How many of us, how many brothers do you have? Y'all remember that? 11. So let me get 11 people stand up. 11 people. So the audience, you won't see this, but I see this. 11 people stand up. Now, as Joseph is making he's standing before them, and then he's, let's say for lack of a better word, he pulled off the mask. And they don't know who he is yet, but then when they find out, Elizabeth, this is what happened. Now, the two brothers that threw me in the well, now, what do you think you would do? Now, you going to give them the same treatment as the other ones, or are you going to treat them special? So let's say it was four of them, one, two, three, four, let's say five threw them in, and he could hear, Joseph could hear what they were saying about. Yeah, let's throw them in, and then let's not tell Dad. So see, you guys are going to get some special punishment. We're going to torture y'all slow. But the other people, the other brothers that didn't do their job, then we're going to do something else to you, but we got to make sure you watch how they go down. Y'all can have a seat. Is that how we do people according to how they do us? Somebody said, yes, sir, she didn't even take the mic. She just said, sometimes. But see, what is that doing to you? Because you have to be responsible for your limits and your needs. You need to sleep tonight, so being in unforgiveness is not going to help that. So I need to forgive so I can sleep. And if you, that type of Christian who always are prepared to pray for people, and see, you know, you're trying to pray through unforgiveness, who's this affecting? It's affecting you. You need some. See, when we sin, what happens is, when somebody's mad at you and you try to talk to them, how does that go? Not well. Yeah. They try to act like they don't hear you. Yeah. So our stuff is what affects our relationship with God. God walks in forgiveness. But when we know we have done wrong, it's hard for us to relate. Because we're thinking God is peeping at us the way we peep at others. This is a peeping exhibition. But God, what are we doing? What are we doing mentally? Ask for help. I always tell people, see, people like pain. How do we know people like pain? Because they like to stay in it. There are certain people I can only counsel when they're in pain. But when they start to feel better, they disappear. You got rid of the pain. But what I say is, look, don't wait till you're in the ditch and ask for help. Ask for help along the way. Because see, God has given us a better way. He designed us to live in peace. If there's turmoil going on, how do I get back to peace? He said, think on those things that are true. Yeah, I know y'all tired of hearing about it, but you're going to hear about it again. Think on those things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, virtuous, and deserving of praise. Those things that you have both learnt and received and seen in me do, and the God of peace will be with you. So if I'm lacking peace, then what am I meditating on? Where's my mental mindset? Where's my emotion? He said, think on those things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, virtuous, of good report. So see, we don't have to use all of them in order to get to peace. I always go to virtue. That's life-giving. So what's life-giving? So when a situation comes up, I'm asking myself, where is life in this situation? Thing I hear a lot is, just forgive them. Now, how often should you forgive? 70 times seven. So, when somebody says, I already forgave them. Well, check that thing on the inside and see whether that thing is at peace. See, I call it yucky. That's a professional word. I call it yucky. Is that yucky at peace? Because you know when you're at peace, don't you? Yeah. And then sometimes we try to interrupt the peace. I got to find something to do so that I can get in trouble. Because I'm used to chaos. Some people are addicted to chaos. But what are you doing? Are you being mindful of your limits and your needs? If he designed us for peace and we stay in chaos, what do you think is happening? We need to choose different. I mean, you got choices you got to make today. You know, and I know, Curly may be a pancake. Y'all say pancake. Pancake. That's that. That's that. But she got me, though. She got me. She said, we get ready to go to bed. I'm getting ready to get into bed. She said, did you see that gift I made for you? So I'm still looking at her. I think she the gift. But anyway, let me back it on up. Back it up. See, y'all went to somewhere else. So what happened was, I said, well, what is it, babe? She said, go there and look on the stove. Dale, I went down there and touched the top. See, I like my cakes kind of cool. So I touched the top. I said, I got to give it a little while. And I just got into it. I just took one slice. She's now buying me strawberries with it and whipped cream. See, who said, there it is right there, bro. There it is right there. And I just enjoyed it. But I'm at peace with the thing. So instead of getting five slices, I just got one. Now, what I do this evening, I'm just talking about me. Because I'm talking about my spiritual, emotional, and spiritual well-being. So what I do this evening is I cut them all up and put them in lunch bags and put it in the freezer. Got my stash of strawberries. But see, I just ate one. So see, I was keeping in mind my physical health. Just one slice. So one a day, keep the doctors away. Is that what this? And I have to eat it by myself too. You know, all my last stuff going on. But what are you doing for your peace? Can you do the things that you like to do for peace? When chaos going on, leave it and walk to peace. Go get you a pancake. No, I'm just joking. But guys, seriously, what are you doing for peace? How do you enter into it? So this is another thing. This is Curly's and I creed, and we live off this. Write this down. Holy Spirit, show me what I need to know. When situations are going on, we ask ourselves, and I didn't say in ourselves, we ask ourselves out of ourselves, meaning that we say it with our mouth. Because the mind has to stop to hear what the mouth has to say. So we'll ask ourselves, Holy Spirit, what do I need to know? And what he'll do is whatever that situation is that you're asking about, he will show you what you need to know. Now, this is where we get special, is when we try to find out more than we need to know. Y'all understand what I'm saying? He answered your question, but then we want to know more. Well, Holy Spirit, you didn't tell me such, 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 such. He answered what you could handle. We got to grab that thing, man. He's the one who's teaching us everything that we need to know. So you just ask him. You know yucky happened on the inside. Holy Spirit, what I need to know about this situation? He'll tell you, well, we're going to start off first with forgive. See, you got to be bad, man. I mean, bad, you know, what's bad isn't good. I mean, you got to be strong to forgive. Oh, Wayne said it. Wayne said it. Where you at, Wayne? Wayne said it. Yes, you do. The brother know what I'm talking about. Because, see, forgiveness was easy. Everybody be doing it. But how do you stop a person that walks in forgiveness. Because you're trying to figure out how to stop them. Because, you know, my Bible, I'm talking about my Bible again. The Bible talks about how certain people can't go to sleep until they create chaos. So if they coming at you and they can't get you to go that way, sooner or later they either bow out, or ask you, who do you serve? See, that's how you did something physically, emotional, spiritually, and mental well-being. Somebody don't like you, give them something. But make sure it's pure. Don't get, you know, if they like coffee, bring them coffee. And don't get spiritual on them. Somebody give me a spiritual answer about how you give coffee. Well, all right, Elizabeth, give her a mic. Well, what would they say?
The Lord spoke to me and said, I need to give you some coffee in Jesus' name.
You heard what she said? I got one over here. See, that's what I'm talking about. Don't be spiritual.
I'm going to sow this into your life.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to sow this into your life. All right, I got one on this side. I'm going to sow this into your life.
Speak in tongues while you're giving it to
him. Ooh, speak in tongues while you're giving it to him. This is real stuff, guys. Just give him the coffee. and don't give him no small cup either. Go big or go home. I got one more in the back.
Yeah, I was led by the Lord to do this for you.
I was led by the Lord. They don't even know who the Lord is. Come on, man. Just start out with the coffee. Because, see, they're going to ask, why did this person give me coffee? They know I'm talking about them. They know I'm coming against them. They trying to figure out what's up with you. Somebody else? Hit the hand up. Ashley?
Good morning. I would give them the coffee and say, I'm supposed to bless those that curse me.
Oh, see? She quoted the scripture on the man. She went all the way live with that scripture. The only thing she missed was the verse and the chapter. The chapter and the verse. Come on. Just give them the coffee. Just give them the coffee. So I like to have every head bowed and every eye closed. Because I'm talking about your spiritual well-being. This is an opportunity for your spiritual well-being. See, you thought a lot of thoughts, been thinking a lot of things, but this is your chance to take care of yourself physically, emotionally, by accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And this is a different gift. This is not the gift of coffee. This is the gift of salvation. Because if you're emotional, then you know that at one time or another, your life is going to come to an end. If you're wise, you know that there's something that needs to be done, that there's a missing gap on the inside or a missing piece on the inside that only Jesus Christ can fill. Because remember, he bought us with a price, a high price. So the congregation you'll see them pray along with me as a form of agreement. But if that's you, and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, now is the time. So repeat after me. Father, according to Romans 10:9-10, you said that if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, that I'm saved. I'm born again. I have eternal life. Thank you, Father, for giving me the Son. I'm saved now. In Jesus' name. Amen. So you just made a spiritual decision that will impact you for the rest of your life and eternity. So I just want to thank you for that. Just make sure you go to chosenrva.com. Go to the new member section. You'll find teachings in there that will teach you about what just took place.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com. Or call at 866-333-9999. 9505.